Hi, my name is Dakaran, and welcome to my video podcast, How to Get Rich and Have Fun Doing It. Because the only real way to get rich is to have fun first. You don't get rich so that you can have fun. You have fun so you can grow into the kind of person who is vibrationally rich. Then you naturally become financially rich. And in this video, I also talk about the most powerful leverage tool you have, which is to provide an immense amount of value to people's lives. And the people and companies that provide the most value and joy in people's lives are the ones who get the richest, naturally, and who experience the most joy, freedom, and fulfillment. So, enjoy my video. Hi, my name is Zakiran, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. In my videos, podcasts, articles, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can create and attract to yourself the happiness, health, wealth, and abundance, and freedom that you desire. If you'd like to, if you liked this video, please share it with your friends. Come visit me at zakiran.com. And if you'd like to receive my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. Okay, here we go. How to get rich and have fun doing it. The most surefire and funnest way to get rich is to provide an immense amount of value that greatly improves people's lives and brings a great deal of joy to their lives. If you are not providing immense value for others, you're not going to get rich. That is certain. Of course, some people get rich exploiting others, but these people are not happy and fulfilled. So they are not really rich, are they? They may be wealthy, but they are not fulfilled, and that is the best kind of wealth imaginable, and the only kind of wealth I am interested in. The people on earth who provide the most joy, such as the actors and comedians and directors and musicians, are more often than not the richest people, and rightly so, because they have touched the lives of more people. And the businesses and corporations that have provided the most joy and improvement and convenience and value for people's lives are the most successful and the richest, and rightly so, companies and corporations, because they have touched the lives of more people. And the company I'm with, I believe, is providing the most joy and most value absolutely imaginable. Value is leverage. And the most value you provide towards the improvement of people's lives, the more leverage you have. And the more leverage you have, the more people you reach, and the more money you make. This is why network marketing pays so well, because with the power of leverage, leveraging the time and effort of a network, one person can provide an immense amount of value for a maximum of amount of people in a relatively short period of time, in comparison to other traditional businesses. Less time than it would take a quote-unquote normal company to provide the same amount of value because of the trust factor. People trust people, not companies. People trust their friends more than they trust companies and traditional advertising, which is often misleading anyway. More sales in all businesses and commerce are made from referrals than any other form of marketing. And network marketing is just referral marketing. So network marketing has massive leverage potential. And if it wasn't for people's lack of self-belief and people's general lack of entrepreneurial education, network marketing, aka referral marketing, would be even bigger than it currently is, and it is already a multi-billion dollar industry. But we are in an entrepreneurial age where job security no longer exists, and people naturally want more and more freedom, which having your own referral marketing business provides. The key of success, as is the key of success for all business, is consistency and persistency and belief. Belief in yourself, mostly, belief in the company, belief in the product, as well as having a big dream. Or as Napoleon Hill coined it, you need to have a burning desire. Now, having big dreams and a burning desire for their achievement should be theoretically easy because everyone naturally has big dreams and desires. We are all dreamers, but society squashes our dreams from us from a young age, and drums our doubt into us and ridicules us into limiting beliefs in, quote-unquote, being realistic. But no one ever did anything great by being realistic. No one ever became a hero or a success at anything by being realistic. No one ever became rich by being realistic and playing it safe. Being realistic is the surefire route to mediocrity. It is not the road to greatness. Good, quote-unquote, and quote-unquote secure, and quote-unquote safe, and quote-unquote normal are the enemies of greatness. No one has ever been able to provide immense joy and wealth and value and convenience and entertainment value and pleasure by being realistic. Only the dreamers who dream of a life of complete joy and freedom to do what they want, when they want, doing something that they love and enjoy, are the ones who provide the value needed for the achievement of wealth, joy, and freedom. And from a law of attraction perspective, this makes complete sense because the law of attraction works based on vibration and providing massive value. And that's the same vibration as abundance and wealth. So naturally, they attract great wealth based on the wealth and abundance value they have provided. Regardless of your job or business, your wealth will be directly based upon the value, the amount of abundance you provide, and to the amount of people you reach with your value. The more people's lives you improve, the more money you will make. If you have a job, your leverage, the amount of value you can provide to the most amount of people, is extremely limited. And therefore, your income is severely limited. If you work for yourself in a product or service-based business, your value, your leverageability, your ability to help improve the lives of others is a little bit greater than a job, but still limited because you are still only one person. So again, therefore, so is your income similarly limited. If you can grow your small business into a larger business, then your value leverageability increases massively, because you are able to reach a lot more people because you have the leverage of employees. But unless you can turn that medium-sized business into a massive corporation, your value providing leverage is still limited, and you will not get really rich. Plus, taking into consideration the fact that most employees have no incentive to provide a great amount of value, because it is not their company, and people have not been trained to understand that the more value they can provide to anyone, the more value they provide for their own lives, and therefore provide greater abundance. And the companies that provide this type of success education and hire those people who love the joy of providing value and therefore joy to other people's lives are the companies that succeed the most and profit the most. So we always come back to value. What kind of value do you provide in people's lives, regardless of whether or not you profit from that value or not? I provide a constant stream of immensely valuable, empowering, enriching, and uplifting content and training and guidance and products to massively improve the quality of people's lives. And my joy level, my fulfillment level, and the level of freedom I experience is a direct reflection of the immense value I provide to humanity and have provided to humanity for decades, mostly free of charge. And even with the great leverage available from the internet and social media, I'm still only me. And after years of writing and countless personal sessions and teaching seminars and traveling all over the world, I developed a burning desire to touch the lives of countless more people. And I needed more leverage to achieve this dream. I needed the equivalent leverage of a corporation having, 5,000 employees. And I found it with network marketing, because now I have a billion-dollar company that hasn't cost me $1 billion. I have the leverage of an unlimited amount of quote-unquote employees without the complication of managing these workers. And better still, my team, my network, my friends are not my employees. But in fact, each individual has their own business with the complete capability to even surpass my growth and my income. Each person in my team and my network and my family are the CEOs of their own corporation. So each person in my network has a direct incentive to provide value to others because they all have the same leverage ability as myself, being that the bigger they can grow their network, the more value they can provide, and reciprocally, the more money they can make. The referral marketing industry is absolutely the business of the 21st century, as Robert Kiyosaki has called it in his book by the same name, which I emphatically recommend checking out. Also, there's a video on YouTube, Business of the 21st Century. So I completely agree that this industry, the network marketing industry, is absolutely the business of the 21st century, which is why I was naturally attracted to the industry, because I have always been attracted to the most leading edge businesses, products, and consciousness advancing systems on the planet. I was also attracted to this industry because I am mostly interested in the advancement of humanity in the areas of psychology, success, spirituality, etc. And the only way to create anything that succeeds in a great way requires that each individual grow in consciousness in order to succeed, because the key to success is absolutely 100% self-belief. Without the proper mindset and daily upliftment, no one can succeed at creating what they want to create in their lives. This is why some people do extremely well in the network marketing industry and in business in general, while a majority of people struggle and more often than not quit and therefore fail. But they only failed because, one, they did not have the proper mindset, and they did not engage in the keys of success on a daily basis to keep their vibration high, and they quit. How can you ever succeed if you quit? Quitters never win, and winners never quit. There are countless stories of very rich and successful business people, actors, singers, inventors, artists, athletes, musicians, directors, authors, etc., that struggled and quote-unquote failed over and over again until they finally achieved success. And perhaps the number one key of success that every one of them incorporated was they never, ever gave up. They never quit. They'd get knocked down and they'd get back up again. They'd get knocked down, they'd get back up again. Bankrupt, homeless, injuries, disease, loss, no matter what got thrown at them, they never gave up. The only failures in life are the ones who quit. The truth is there is no such thing as failure. There are only temporary results and outcomes. Thomas Edison did not fail 10,000 times to create the incandescent light bulb. He successfully found 10,000 ways not to make a light bulb. Colonel Sanders did not fail 1,009 times to sell his chicken recipe. He successfully found 1,009 people who did not have the vision needed to create a multi-billion dollar corporation. He successfully failed 1,009 times to find the one and only success he actually needed. Babe Ruth did not fail when he struck out 1,330 times playing baseball. He successfully swung the bat at the ball to succeed at hitting 714 home runs. But nobody remembers the attempts or the strikeouts or the quote-unquote failures. We only remember the amazing record of successful home runs. Michael Jordan, probably one of the most famous basketball players ever, did not fail to shoot the basketball into the hoop 12,345 times in his career. He successfully attempted to shoot the ball 24,537 times to succeed at shooting a basket 12,192 times. Wayne Gretzky did not fail 4,194 times to get a goal in his hockey career. He successfully attempted 5,088 goals times to shoot a goal to succeed at getting 894 goals, the absolute record in all time of goals in professional hockey. And no one knows how many hundreds of thousands of practice shots all of these professional athletes took to discover how to successfully shoot a basket or a goal or hit a ball. So, do you get the point? Most people fail once and slink away in shame and never try again. Whereas champions, quote-unquote, fail thousands of times, tens of thousands of times, hundreds of thousands of times, to succeed once. So what is worse? The slight pain of temporary, momentary failure? Or the massive, life-draining, disease-producing pain of repressing your dreams and desires for fear of a little bit of discomfort or loss of temporary loss of self-esteem from ignorant people who say they quote-unquote love you? Most people are so afraid of the shame of failure and the fear of rejection and the fear of ridicule from their quote-unquote friends and family, that they stay comfortably numb in the safety of their oppression, of the repression of their dreams and desires. And that is just tragic. Whereas for success-oriented people, the pain of repressing their dreams and the shame and guilt of not pursuing their dreams and achieving their dreams is a million times greater than the small, puny pain of rejection and ridicule from ignorant idiots. If you truly want to succeed in life, then you're going to have to get leverage on yourself. You're going to have to make the pain of not pursuing your dreams and desires 1 million times greater than the piddly, minuscule, temporary pain of fear of receiving rejection and ridicule from others because you're doing something contrary to the status quo. Most people have no leverage on themselves because the pain of rejection and ridicule and the self-generated feelings of shame and guilt because they are not pleasing others means massive pain to them. And repressing their dreams and desires is only marginally painful because they have been taught by society that the most important thing in life is to please others. But you will never, ever, ever, ever be happy and succeed in life if your primary focus is on pleasing others at the expense of your own happiness and at the expense of your own dreams. The only road to joy and freedom is to please yourself first. Then you will have the power and the energy and the time and the money to help others. Become self-empowered to please themselves. So what is your dream? Why do you want to get rich if that's what you want? Why do you want to be free if that's what you want? Why do you want time and freedom? These are the most powerful questions you could ever ask yourself because the only reason you want anything is for the joy and fun of it. Why you want something is the most important point. The purpose of life is joy. You are here for the joy and the fun of creating your dreams and desires into physical reality. So I ask you again, what is your dream? What do you wish to be, do, and have in your life? My dream and focus has always been the upliftment of myself to feel good and the upliftment of humanity. Perhaps you have a similar dream. My most favorite thing has always been nature. And I want to experience every single aspect of nature on every speck of this amazing, beautiful, gorgeous planet. Perhaps you have a similar dream. My dream has always been to be free, to be, do, and have whatever I want, whenever I want. Perhaps you have a similar dream. Whatever your dream is, you want more fun, freedom, and fulfillment in your life, right? Everybody does. Well, you can have it. You have the power within you to be, do, and have whatever you want. And literally make all of your dreams come true. And I would like to show you how. Contact me now at ilovefreedom.info. That's ilovefreedom.info. And let's get you started on your journey of fun, freedom, and fulfillment. Let's help you get rid of your debt. Let's help you fire your boss. Let's help you travel the world. Let's help you get rich, providing immense value to people's lives. Let's help you and everyone you touch become more empowered and financially free. Let's build a legacy of value together that grows and grows and keeps growing forever and ever, where you help and empower people who help and empower others, who help and empower others, who help and empower others forever and ever. The person who helps the most people get what they want gets what they want. Thank you, Zig Ziglar. So let's help you get what you want. And let's help humanity get what they want. Let's build a legacy of fun, freedom, and fulfillment. Contact me now at ilovefreedom.info. That's ilovefreedom.info, and let's show you a quick 2-minute video to show you how. Thank you for watching my video, listening to this podcast. My name is Kyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love and the freedom you desire. I help people create more fun, freedom, and fulfillment in their lives. If you got something from this video, from this podcast, please share it with your friends. And if you would like to receive my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. And again, if you'd like to learn how to create more fun, freedom, and fulfillment in your life, fire your boss, be able to travel the world, make money with your phone anywhere in the world, and totally be free so that you can 100%, 24/7, concentrate on pursuing and making your dreams come true, go to ilovefreedom.info. Give me your details. I'll show you a quick 2-minute video. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching my video, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday.